Welcome to episode 103 of Dimes on Duval, presented by Nerdy Nuts. The whole crew is here. Skyler to my left, Mike to my right, and I am Keith. And I'm not even going to sugarcoat anything. I'm not even going to introduce anything. I'm just going to say, Mike, the floor is yours.
Fuck the college football committee, man. College football playoff committee. Obviously, it's been a few hours since the committee released their top four rankings, and
4 o'clock on the dot right now. Yep,
I have about 3 blow-ups already.
You're talking about FSU, right?
Yes, of course I'm talking about FSU. The only reason why
not Georgia, Ohio State.
No, FSU. This shows that the committee does not give a shit about winning. You have a 0 in the loss column for the first time since the BCS was created and the playoff committee was created, the college football playoff was created, the first time in 20-something years, 25, whatever it is, a undefeated conference champion Power 5 team was left out of the opportunity to fight for a national championship. How the hell does that make sense to anyone? People are saying, yes, Alabama had a better team. Yeah, the same team that almost lost to USF in Tampa, almost lost to Arkansas, almost lost to Auburn, but got lucky by a miracle 4th-and-31 play.
And that Auburn team that lost to New Mexico State?
Yes, the team lost to New Mexico State the week before. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, everyone's saying SEC, SEC, SEC. ACC had a better record head-to-head, including the fact that FSU had a 2-0 record against the two SEC teams, LSU and the non-bowl eligible Gators. So I'm still confused on what makes Alabama a better team, because they beat the number one team in the country. Cool. Who have they played? It blows my mind that the ESPN, College Football Playoff Committee, and SEC are all in bed together. And it's ridiculous because the ESPN is pushing a SEC narrative that they cannot have a playoff without an SEC team. They mentioned in the goddamn show today. They said it's bizarre that we may not have had a SEC team in the playoff. Wonder why? Because SEC is ass this year? Florida State had the most Power 5 wins, or had the most wins over Power 5 bowl eligible teams. And yet that does not matter. Jordan Travis had a tweet, a statement saying that he wished he broke his leg earlier in the year to show that how much his team mattered to him, or that team is better than just him.
Yeah.
It's sickening. And obviously the AD, Mike Alford, the head coach, Mike Norvell, and the ACC commissioner, Jim Phillips, completely blasted the committee for that decision. RG3 put up a great tweet earlier today, and I don't know what you guys are thinking, but I want to hear what you guys' thoughts are, because while I pull up this RG3 tweet, because RG3 put it right on the nose.
Mm-hmm. You want us to talk right now?
Well, okay, I just found the tweet. Okay. It was a lot easier than I thought. Florida State is the first undefeated Power 5 conference champions not getting the college football playoff, despite the ACC having a 6-4 record against the SEC this year, despite their defense not giving up 30 points in a single game all year, despite their offense having more yards in the ACC championship game than Michigan had in the Big Ten championship, holding Louisville's top 20 offense to 6 points, beating 4 top 25 teams, finding a way to win with their backup QB in the bitter rivalry game, finding a way to win with their third-string quarterback in the ACC championship game, Florida State earned their spot in the CFP on the field. With and without Jordan Travis, you don't punish or diminish the work of 100-plus players and coaches because one player is not there on the field calling the shots. FSU always answered the bell this year, and their response to losing their quarterback was they played possessed on defense. It's an absolute travesty that they were excluded from the CFP.
The last 6 quarters, we have not allowed a touchdown.
Yeah, it's nuts. This defense balled out, and they have proven me wrong since the beginning of the year. And I'm fed up with the committee. This just shows winning doesn't matter. Simply put, winning does not matter anymore.
And that's what Alford says. Wins matter. Losses matter. Those that compete in the arena know this. Those on the committee who also competed in the sport and should have known this have forgotten it. Today, they changed the way success is assessed in college football from a tangible metric, winning on the field. to an intangible, subjective one. Evidently, predicting the future matters more. I think it's a great quote, and it's I'm with you there. I mean, the SEC bias has been a real thing for many, many years. A little stat that I saw today, there are actually more ACC teams bowl eligible than SEC teams. Same with Pac-12, for what it's worth. 11 of the 14 teams in the ACC are bowl eligible, and only 9 of 14 SEC teams are. So, yeah, that SEC is so almighty and powerful. Doesn't look as powerful when all of your teams aren't as strong. Maybe they're just top-heavy.
Billy Napier weakening the conference. He's like a diluted tea.
So who do you hate more, Mike? Do you hate the committee, or do you hate Auburn for not playing defense for one final play? Because, I mean, honestly, they swat that pass, and they beat Georgia. I don't think we're sitting here having this conversation.
You mean Alabama?
Yeah. If they swat the pass and then they beat...
No, because you know what would have happened? They would have maybe docked Alabama one spot, made them move them to 9, and then Alabama beats Georgia, and they would put a two-loss team over an undefeated team, because that's how in bed the SEC is with the
Would they have
committee.
Represented the West if they lost?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they still
clinched. They were already clinched.
I gotcha.
So you mentioned Napier.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. Someone tweeted... this is a Gator fan page, so I think this is kind of hilarious. Napier leaning into the slow rebuild just long enough to tank Georgia and FSU's strength of schedule and keep them out of the playoff should go down as one of the best long cons in UF rivalry history. I'm not going to lie, that was kind of funny, but also it's kind of an indictment of how bad Florida is, but that's hilarious.
That's literally been the only great thing from the season was like FSU and Georgia not making it. That's not me saying that I don't believe Florida State doesn't deserve to be in there. I didn't think they have every right to be in there, even if they lose. But I think they would have been it would have been a great matchup regardless if they're 4 seed or the 3 seed. Just because Michigan and Washington are the 1 and 2 seed, it's not like those are two extremely dominant teams. Michigan doesn't even have a head. I guess they'll get Harbaugh back.
He was back last game. Yeah.
So they'll be riled up for that, but it's not like FSU's defense probably would have been able to keep them in the game against Michigan's offense, and I think Washington might have been a tougher task because Penix is a lot more versatile, and you know he's making his name go up the draft boards a lot lately. But
yeah,
I think FSU had every right to be there.
I mean, if you looked at that last game against Iowa, they didn't look very good. I mean. Yes, they win 26-0, but Iowa trots out a Pee Wee football team on offense. So I mean,
it's every
Deacon, whatever his name is that dude is just a tank. I didn't even realize he's a quarterback.
Michigan lost to TCU last year.
Pretty sure BK has a quarterback commit going to Iowa next year. Which
oh yeah,
I believe he must be terrible.
I'll take a look.
That offense is gonna excel now.
He must be really good at handing the ball off or something. Because
do you have our playoff predictions from prior?
I do.
Oh my god! Why?
Let's go into that too. Let's see what.
Yeah, Mike, pull that up while I look this up real quick. I think.
Let me look up for Iowa's recruiting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this was as of 8/21/23. Mike had FSU no, UGA no, Ohio State no, Washington.
Nice.
One team.
Skylar had USC, no. Bama, yes. Michigan, yes. And Texas, yes.
Three out of four, baby.
He gets 3 out of 4.
Nice.
And then I have FSU, UGA, no. Michigan, yes. And Penn State.
Yeah, so Bishop Kenny does have a...
Well done.
4-star quarterback named James Reesar. 6'4", 199 from Bishop Kenny.
Are we getting better recruits than the Gators? At least they're committing there and staying.
I mean, what do you got to do to like recruit a quarterback to Iowa?
Well, I don't care, but
get him the fluffiest jacket.
Yeah,
and the best corn buffet around.
So anyway, yeah, going back to Michigan real quick. Yeah, the Iowa win didn't look that great. Ohio State, that's a good win. I can't knock them for that. They beat the number 10 Penn State, and then that's it. They don't have any other quality wins on their schedule.
I'm still fucking livid from 12:30 this afternoon.
So some of the arguments that people say is...
Cincinnati made the fucking playoffs 2 years ago. Are we forgetting this? Cincinnati made the playoffs 2 years ago. They're our best team. They're one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah, yeah.
They're undefeated. But they made the playoff. Yes, they got boat raced by Alabama, but they made the playoff. TCU last year. Oh, my favorite argument is TCU. Holy shit. The FSU,
they made the championship.
The FSU is this year's TCU. TCU lost a fucking game last year. Are we all forgetting that? They were the underdog against Kansas State in the Big 12 title game. They lost, and they still made the playoff. Florida State had an undefeated season and missed the playoff. That makes no sense to me. You tell me that before the season, I would have... I have no words. I'm just, like, annoyed at the fact that the committee, through all 10 years, has never been consistent with what the hell they've preached.
I think that's a big thing, too, is consistency. There's not, like, a format people can just look at and be like, okay, this is it.
And wait till next year when we go to 12.
Yeah.
We're going to argue about which 9-3 team should get in. And that's going to be real fun. They're going to get boat raced by the 5 seed.
Imagine Northwestern getting in there somehow.
They've got to win 4 games before they get to 9.
I know.
Well, you look at it, it's like, do teams have, like, Liberty have more of an argument at that point? Do teams like Tulane have a more, you know, an argument? I know Tulane lost SMU.
No. It's funny you bring up Tulane and
Liberty.
Yeah, they're a New Year's Six Bowl, right?
Yes, but guess what the record was? They didn't lose a game.
Yeah.
And they put them over the one-loss Tulane Green Wave because they lost a game.
Well, that's how it goes. It's always the highest rated, but, or the best schedule.
I think Mike's point is that
you're missing my point. They put an undefeated Group of Five team over a one loss Group of Five team, but they don't put a one loss. They put an undefeated conference champion, Power Five conference champion, over a one loss conference champion.
I was rooting for New Mexico State because one of their quarterbacks' first name is Blaze. It's just a cool name.
Like right now, if the 12 team playoff was this year, Florida State would play Liberty in the first round.
Would y'all deem yourself national champions?
No. No.
Okay, we're not UCF.
We're not UCF with that shit.
Which somebody was like, I want to hear all of the FSU fans that were hating on UCF from before. We're not even having the same conversation here, all right? UCF
had no opponents worth a damn that year, if I recall correctly.
Do you think FSU should decline the bowl?
No, they're not going to decline it.
They should go somewhere nice.
They're going to Miami. They're playing Georgia in the Orange Bowl.
Well, they should decline that. Go like to the Bahamas Bowl, some week bowl, just to take a nice vacation. You know, well,
no,
that's what I would do as the coach. Let's go to Atlanta.
If it's me, I would decline the invite and say fuck you to ESPN
or the Pop Tart Bowl. You know, they get to eat the mascot this year.
I did see that.
That's kind of creepy, but
yeah. Is there a person inside that mascot costume?
Probably.
I'd imagine so.
So do you eat until he's naked and revealed, or? Stop. Or do you eat his fillings too?
Okay. No, I don't know.
I'm trying to look here at some of the other bowls that have been announced already.
Ohio State's playing Missouri in the Cotton Bowl. I know that.
Goodyear Cotton Bowl.
I thought it was funny that Ohio State fans were like trying to vouch for their team. Like
they had no shot. They lost their mission. The only way, I'm so sick of this committee. You know how they said Jordan Travis's injury was a key factor for them?
Correct.
Then why the hell did they put them in number 4 last week?
Point. Yeah, they should have dropped them week prior.
Dropped them 2 weeks ago.
Especially after their performance to Florida. Like a defensive penalty
or
kept
North
Florida
Alabama.
State in the game.
North Alabama. Like, you could have dropped them and just kept them there and it would have been fine. But you put them at 4 and yet they won and they dropped to 5. And losing Travis should really mean Travis should win the Heisman, if that matters. Because the most important player on the field is Jordan Travis. It's just, it's maddening. The inconsistency of logic by this old-ass AARP committee that...
I was just looking at the people on it.
You want to look at the people? You're going to be like, how are they all like so alive?
I just had such a messed up thought. I was thinking, like, what if they did Jordan Travis's cast like in the Heisman pose?
No.
The leg.
Boo Corrigan is the guy that everyone talks about. He's NC State's AD. Chet Gladchuk, U.S. Naval Academy Athletic Director. Jim Grobe, the retired Wake Forest, Baylor, and Ohio coach.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of old fucks.
Michigan AD, Miami AD, Ohio. Will Shields, the former NFL player, played at Nebraska. Kansas State's AD. You know, all right, so... I don't know how their ages, but some of these guys have old people names like Rod West.
You can look up, go on the College Football Playoff website, and you'll see how old they are, how old they look. But that's besides the point.
It's like Congress.
Man, Florida State, I don't, like, I get where everyone's coming from. Like, they'd get blown out, but, like, you don't know that.
I don't think they would.
You don't know that.
You really don't.
And I really hope the final four playoff games, the playoff game, are all blowouts, just because this proves a point that you don't know who you pick teams to get in. You don't know if they're gonna be blowouts or not.
What I dislike too is it seems like every year there's like a vengeance factor added in there. Like they want Bama and Texas to probably meet up in the finals, kind of like how in the past they've had Georgia and Bama face each other and
That's why when they announced that Georgia was six, I knew we were out because they were not going to put Bama at five. They're like, oh, we can't have them have a rematch. It's got to be Florida State at the five then.
Oh, I knew as soon as they put three at Texas, I knew we were out. Here's a stat for you. What's the SEC's best non-conference win?
The SEC as a whole?
Yeah.
We beat Charlotte this year. Or McNeese State.
Like Georgia, who have they beaten? Alabama, who have they beaten? Because their loss was to Texas.
Yeah, and Alabama beat, I had a conference, what, Chattanooga? Yeah.
Okay, so here's the answer for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
The best non-conference
Louisville
win.
From Kentucky.
Correct, right there. Louisville.
Nice, good pulse.
I remember something. I think it might have been one of Mike's retweets.
It was my retweets last night. Jason Staples. He tweeted the SEC's best non-conference win as an entire conference is over Louisville. Who, that team allowed 31 points to Louisville. Florida State held them to 6 points.
Yeah, six. That's another thing. Is like, I hate the way society thinks about football. Is like, if you see a crappy game, you think it's just bad. Like, it's just crappy. But it's not. It's just a really good defensive battle.
And can I mention, I don't know how many years ago, but remember when LSU beat Alabama?
I think it was 9-6.
And everyone said that was a great defensive battle. Does that only apply to SEC teams, I guess?
The SEC, I'm not going to say what I'm going to say because I'm just not. I've said it too
many
times.
Who are you
going to
offend?
I don't know if I want to say it.
No one here?
I don't want to say it, but.
All right.
You going to tell me later?
Yes, I'll tell you after the pod. Okay. I'm not saying it. Let's just say it's a very strong obsession.
Oh, okay.
I got you. Yeah, I pick up what you're putting down. Yeah, you get that from the
they're
broadcast.
They're big fans of South Carolina. And they like
to... Yes, yes, yes. I got you. All right.
Yes.
Anyway, do you feel any better?
No, fuck no.
Okay, all right. Well, are you glad you got it out at least?
I mean, I've been getting it, like, saying so much today since 12:30 this afternoon. I've been mentioned in text threads. I've been called on FaceTime and phone call. Roasting me because Florida State is a shitty team in a shitty conference. I'm like, go fuck yourselves. Go watch a bowl game. Oh, wait, you're not a bowl game.
Okay, I was going to say.
They're Gator fans. They're Gator fans, of course.
I'm happy we missed the bowl because I want Billy gone. And like I think I predicted 5-7 early.
You did. So. You did.
Literally, one of my friends texted me like a little bit ago, waking up to the College Football Committee, getting the top four spots correct, like, and then he puts a picture of Leonardo DiCaprio walking like at the strut.
Yeah, the strut walk.
Listen, I know he listens to the podcast, so Will, fuck you.
Listen here, though. If roles are reversed and we're sitting here and Miami and Florida are both left out, you know we're talking shit too, though, right? Come on. I am.
I wouldn't.
You're not talking shit to FSU. Do you realize what you did on the last two podcasts?
Look at his face.
You're lying through your teeth,
okay,
brother.
Okay, first off, Miami maybe because it's Miami. But UF, you know why UF would have gotten in because guess what? They're SEC.
Okay, gotcha. Georgia, I'm just giving you fake scenarios.
Georgia didn't get in.
Yeah, and that,
to be fair, they shouldn't have gotten in. Have you seen their schedule?
By the way, we have two SEC teams anyways with Texas.
I knew you were going to say that. And the Big Ten has two teams with Washington.
Yeah.
It's literally. So, I hope it's literally gonna be. FSU would have beat Washington. I stand by that. Texas is gonna blow out Washington, and I think Michigan's gonna blow out Bama. Mm. Mark my words.
Washington's gonna hear this.
Someone in Seattle's gonna listen to this.
So, Mike, what do you say to the people that say, "Oh, well, FSU shouldn't be in the ACC then"?
Get me the fuck out of this conference.
They've been trying to get out, haven't they?
I think that. Glad you brought this up. I think this is the one bright. This is the one bright spot for FSU. This is a sign to get the fuck out of this conference.
Yeah, it'll be easy way out now. Like
you I just, don't know, it'll be easy. Well, it's gonna be a lot of just, money.
It's not, a lot I mean, of teeth pulling.
It's yeah, a lot like, of money and a lawsuit probably. So I want to get out. Like I don't care what it takes. It may be next after next year we announce it.
Do you
the
think
year
that
after.
ACC and the Pac-12 merge?
There's we kind no of already, left.
There's really only Oregon State and Washington State, and we already took
We're
Cal
bringing
and Stanford.
In Cal and Stanford. Blech. Or is it Stanford?
Yeah, Cal, Stanford, and SMU.
Oh. Man,
SMU's okay, but Cal and Stanford.
That with them in your conference, you might have got that fourth seed.
This is gonna be like the Jags when they go on a West Coast trip.
Well, this
I need the Jags to do something this year.
Tomorrow, I think what you just need them. Don't. You just need them to blow the Bengals out tomorrow.
We still have the Jags and the Magic, bro.
And Come then you need to listen to Sean Kingston at halftime. And Shoddy, I can take you there.
Let's transition. But Keith, don't you think these all these people
yeah,
are like
these are all
AARP members?
Look at these guys, Tyler. Look how old these dudes are. There's one guy with two guys with non-gray hair, a guy that's bald, and then. A couple of bald guys, actually.
Most of them look like they go to Civil War reenactments.
Yeah, they're definitely, yeah.
That's why they're the Southeastern Conference fans.
These are the dudes at Cracker Barrel at 4.
The committee head chair, his name is fucking Boo. What are we, Monsters, Inc.?
Oh, I had a friend of mine, the one that I told you has, like, insider info with Florida State. He sent a DM to his son on Instagram.
Bro, it's...
Terrible. Don't do that. But he was like, I hate your dad, basically. It was very funny. Anyway, yes, we said we were going to transition. So
oh,
let's
one
transition.
More thing. Here's the
last one.
It's last shot for the Florida State game. Brock Glenn has won more ACC championship games than the University of Miami. End quote. Go ahead. Fuck you, Miami.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are set to take on the crippled Cincinnati Bengals. And I say crippled just because of their quarterback. But first Monday night game in 12 years. So 12. What was 12 years ago? I'm going to do the math real quick.
12 was 2011.
Yeah, that was we had the Ravens and the
Chargers.
So we were juniors in high school?
No, that was our senior year.
That was our senior year?
Because it was the fall 2011.
Yeah. I remember I was at the Ravens game.
In high school.
I was at the Ravens, did not go to the Chargers game.
I was at the stadium the day the team was announced that it was sold to Shad Khan because my buddy did.
Well, that was the same year.
Yeah, my buddy did. Oh, shoot. Sorry. My buddy did TV production stuff at Creekside, and so we did a. Some segments where we traveled across Jacksonville and we did was like, where's Derek Stamp? One of the things was at the stadium and it was pretty interesting vibe there because we were in the front office and they had NFL Network on talking about it. And Jones Drew was the first one walking the building too. And he's like, sup guys. And I was like, oh my God, or didn't say anything. I felt bad because we had like four guys there, but we forgot the microphones and we had send one guy back. We were like, I'll do it. I was like, I'm not going. And so this one guy missed out. He came back. We're like, dude, Jones Drew just walked by. He's like,
how dare you?
But
that was MJ did have 105 yards in that game. It was a 12-7 victory.
That was the Ravens one.
Yeah.
And that was early. That was that first one. And then the Chargers was the
Chargers
second
the
one.
Chargers the second one, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Scobie had four field goals. Scobie beat the Ravens himself 12-7.
Yeah,
Gabbert was the quarterback.
One field goal per quarter.
MJD called Gabbert primetime Gabbert or something.
I'm pretty
like
sure
that.
The Jags were up 12-0 at that point, too. And they had a last second touchdown drive.
It was at least like 9-7 before they kicked him.
I thought it was 12-0. I don't know why. But
9-0, but then they scored a touchdown.
Wow. Okay. Either way, that was Gabbert's first win as a Jaguar and first of maybe what was his career win total?
Eight, nine, ten.
I don't know, but yeah. So
not a lot.
Obviously, it's a big day in Jackson, big weekend, really. I feel
it's my first Monday night football game ever because my mom wouldn't let me go out on school night, so like
I had to convince my parents to do it, and they eventually did. But yeah, no, it was it's a big game Saturday tomorrow night, and I think the Jaguars, the energy in the stadium has got to be electric.
Oh yeah. I think it's going
to
be.
And there are a lot of Cincy fans here in town right now.
Really?
I haven't seen them. To Hurricane last night to catch the game with Scott, and the entire bar was filled with Cincinnati fans. There was a couple of Knowles
Which
fans.
Which bar did you go to?
Hurricane.
Oh, like San Marco area.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
San Marco, yeah. Yeah. And yesterday, Elisa and I went shopping, and we were walking through San Marco, and they had a school bus. It was all decked out. It's Cincinnati fans that have been doing it since 2002. I'm like...
You know,
that is awesome. Good for them.
My first Jaguar game was Cincinnati 2001, November 11th.
Wow.
And we won that game. Well, it was 11-11 2001.
Huh. Okay. So, yeah, that's pretty easy. Never mind.
And then it was also the Bengals, like, So
the Bungles.
I guess John Kitna was the quarterback.
Oh, God.
Time. Good Lord. That is brutal.
Oh, that's right. That was right before they drafted Carson Wentz. So, yeah.
Carson Wentz.
Or not Carson Wentz. Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer.
Not Wentz.
You wince thinking about Carson Wentz.
I say tomorrow.
Jags by 20.
Two guys with multiple sacks. I want to see. I want to see Josh Allen. Obviously, Josh Allen is going to, I think, get a couple sacks.
I want to see a 50-burger.
I want to see somebody else get some sacks tomorrow.
I don't think we've seen a 50-burger on a Monday night game since the Rams 49er or Rams Chiefs a lot, like a few years ago when it was high-scoring game when it was the like Mahomes versus Goff. And all like that was the high-scoring. It was like 51-45 or something. I think that was
54-51 was the final of the game.
Oh, that was the last one. Okay, yeah. I don't think it was like it's not. It's very unlikely. The
Goff had 413 yards. And I ultimately for 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, I ultimately just want to see the offense continue to see. It seems like it's going on the up and up right now. The only mistake from last week was probably, you know, that interception with the mishold, but misholding.
And
call,
I don't even call that, you know, his fault.
And then there's a couple big drops from Ridley, and Kirk had one in the sunlight, and Ingram even had one for like 15 yards. So like,
yeah, and
Lawrence could have even easily had like over 400 yards in that game. So if we could see 400 yards Monday night, that'd be cool.
That'd be dope. That'd be super dope. So, FSU by, you say by 20, I say by 17. I have to be different somehow. I don't know.
Is this for the Georgia? Wait.
No, for not FSU. I meant Jags-Bengals. I'm out of it. I'm sorry.
In other news, Titans and Colts are in overtime right now, and the Titans are driving, so we need the Titans to win this game.
And what happened to the Broncos?
The Broncos did lose to the Texans. Texans won 22-17, which I kind of expected that to happen. But
I mean, the Broncos were on a 5-game win streak, but yeah, I did expect the Texans to win, I guess.
But yeah, Jags are going to be on national television tomorrow. I'm excited for that game.
Yeah, I still don't think they get enough credit, obviously. Like, going into the game last week, everyone was talking about Stroud and the Texans, and then we beat them, and they still were talking about how Stroud's the better quarterback for the future.
We'll see how Stroud does now. Tank Dell just broke his leg today, so.
Yeah.
He got carted off, and they said fractured fibula, so.
Yikes.
Almost said femur.
So, but yeah, Monday night is our new focus now. We had, what, is it a 2-game lead right now, or is it just
it's technically one
with
right
the
now.
Win from Texans?
Or it might be one right now or half because of that. I don't know.
But they don't have the tiebreaker on us, and I think the Colts have the tiebreaker on them. So
8-3, 7-5 right now. So if we go
if we win, it'll be 9-3, and they'll be 7-5. So yeah, 2 games if we win. If we lose, a game ahead of us.
But
or
yeah,
we're ahead of them.
Yeah, these next few games are big. It's great that we're in December football, and it matters. And
great feeling, right?
Yeah, and then after this, Cleveland, and then it's Baltimore. Baltimore will be such a fun game. That's another
Baltimore is a critical game, and I cannot wait for that. I cannot wait. Sunday night game in Jacksonville under the lights. Let's go. We got 2 night games in 3 weeks, boys.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. It was weird just waking up today saying, like, oh, we're not playing today, and it's not because we played on Thursday.
I know. I was thinking the same
thing.
We're
playing tomorrow.
I'm actually going to go stop at the stadium later and just shout Duval at the empty stadium just because, you know, why not?
Why not, right?
And then, that next Sunday night game will be my first Sunday night game because they flexed out that Steelers one in 2018. And we lost on the last play when Roethlisberger
speaking
of QB sneak.
Pittsburgh, they're losing 17-3 to the Cardinals right now.
Let's go.
Delayed. Always love to see the Steelers losing.
Well, I'm an Arizona fan because they got family there. So.
Oh, well, I respect that then. My goodness, the Patriots, worst team in the ACC. Or AFC. God, there I go again. AFC. Minus 106 point differential. It's not going to do you any good. Well, Mike, do you have anything else to say before we go? I keep deflecting to you, but I just want to make sure you got it all out.
College football's rigged. It's complete bullshit, but whatever. What can I do?
What football isn't rigged?
I don't think the NFL is, but
you know,
as much as college football. Okay. As college football is more rigged than NFL.
Okay, yeah. All right. So when you add that as much, it like
yeah, it's tough. FSU will be playing, as we mentioned, Georgia. In Miami, in the Orange Bowl, I don't even care. No, I don't even care at this point. I'll watch.
They should change that to the Sad Bowl.
I'll root for us.
By the way, Keith, you know, before Skylar came in, you were saying a score was going to be Scoregami.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What game was that?
It was...
Oh, the Jets and Falcons?
No.
Oh, man.
There was a game that Keith specifically said could be Scoregami. Yeah.
Dang it. Wait, let me look at the score real
quick. Because one of them did. I want to see if this is the right one.
It was the... Oh, Titans just kicked a field goal. 28-25.
Is that final or is that
just
a...
I don't know if it's final either. It was the Dolphins Commanders game.
Correct. That is a Scoregami.
Yeah.
1,082nd unique final score in NFL history.
45-15 was the final score. Oh. 15 is always one that gets thrown in there because it's just a weird one. 45 points, though. Yeesh.
It's like 15 has been probably matched up with a couple other numbers, but.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It has. I got to go on the site and look at it, but there's a lot of 15s. My goodness. Well, boys, I think we can put a bow on this one. It's over for now. I'm sorry, Mike. I tried to be the level-headed one. I was agreeing with everything you were saying, though, and I was getting a little fired up, so I had to keep my breathing okay. But it is what it is. We are stuck with being the bitches of the college football playoff because they are SEC wee-wee suckers. And... that's what you wanted to say earlier, right?
A little bit more graphic than that.
And so here we are.
Game cocksuckers.
Georgia coming up. I'm not going to talk to JJ or any of them. I just don't want to talk to them.
It's rivalry.
I will be talking shit. I will be talking shit as the game is closer.
I just don't want to talk to them.
Well, this
I
will be
hear it.
This will be I mean, it'll be interesting to see how both teams play. I don't know if like it's not going to be a measuring stick for anything, but like I don't know. It's just weird because like most of these teams are going to go into that game not very motivated, maybe, or maybe they will both be highly motivated. Who knows? Like, since it's just an Orange Bowl game instead of a playoff game, but
right. Well, with
I cannot believe I'm still like I'm just thinking like if you told someone 3 years ago that a playoff team, playoff committee would leave out an undefeated conference champion, I would have said you're fucking nuts. I cannot believe that happened today.
You just be like, all right, there's three undefeated teams and like four one-loss teams.
And a one-loss team, two one-loss teams get in over the undefeated team. Maddening.
I think the one thing I'll be looking for is Georgia only scored under 25 points twice this season.
Yeah, because they've had a booty of a schedule.
Agreed. Their offense is pretty good. And Florida State's defense is really good, so...
You know, it's like weird feeling because I like rooting for the Georgia quarterback since he's from Jacksonville, but I hate rooting for Georgia.
Over them. I'm over Georgia. They're annoying. Their fans are annoying too.
Oh yeah. Oh, you just learned that.
Well, I never had any beef with them before. Now I do. So with that being said, episode 103 of Nerdy Nuts or of Dimes on Duval presented by Nerdy Nuts. Jeez, I need a drink. This has been...
You have something we could do shots of later?
Probably.
Let's do it.
For Skylar Chase, my Yaji, I'm Keith Manzi signing off, and we will catch you on the next episode. Go Jags!
Yeah. Let's have a Victory Tuesday.
Victory Tuesday. Let's have it.
Fuck the College Football Playoff Committee. Go Noles. Forever.